The proposed bill is still being shaped, so port directors are hoping to do an end run before it damages shipping on Lake Michigan and Lake Superior. Wisconsin Ports Association Director Dean Hain of Green Bay says the proposal would require all ocean-going ships to have no ocean ballast water on board when entering Wisconsin waters.
It would basically shut down all international porting activities, which would impact Superior, Green Bay, Marinette, Menominee, and Milwaukee. It would cease all importing and exporting.
The law is designed to stop the spread of invasive species from overseas like the zebra mussel, but Hain says the technology isn't in place to rid the ballast of all organisms.
With that legislation, there is no targeted number. It just is so arbitrary that it's unobtainable.
Adolf Ojard is the president of the American Great Lakes Ports Association. He says this environmental legislation would backfire.
Certainly not only in terms of business and jobs and the economy of the area, but also if you have a modal shift because you can't have ships on the Great Lakes, and now trains and trucks are delivering from East Coast, West Coast, or Gulf Coast.
Ojard says that would mean more air emissions, thus more pollution. In Superior, Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.